Today, 14 European tourists are free after Algerian rebels held them for months in the Sahara Desert. They're on their way now to a German military plane that's standing by to take them home. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
It has been a long ordeal. The 14 former hostages were captured in small groups as they toured the Algerian Sahara in February and March. Their release came after a weekend of intense speculation in the German media that freedom was finally near. German diplomat Jürgen Hohberg, speaking yesterday on German television from Bamako, was clearly delighted with the news. I met about an hour ago with President Touré, he said, who told me officially that all the hostages are now under the protection of the Mali government. He also confirmed that they are all reasonably healthy. One captive died last month, apparently of heat stroke. She was buried in the desert. Another group of hostages, also captured earlier this year, was freed by an Algerian commando raid in May. Harold Ickler, a 47-year-old father of two, was among those captives. He loves the desert landscape, especially the night sky, but he won't go back anytime soon.
It was terrible. It was a really bad feeling down there, and you never know what's going to happen. Will you come back to your family?
His group was surprised on a Friday afternoon in March by men with Kalashnikov rifles running toward them. After a week or so, he says, they managed to establish enough of a relationship to ask their captors who they were and what they wanted.
They tell us that they are in a war with the Algerian military, and they want money for us, and that the people outside Algiers shall know their war with the military. They tell us they are sympathizant with Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.
The apparent kidnappers, the Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat, was added to the State Department's list of terrorist organizations in 2002. Their principal goal is establishing an Islamic government in Algeria, but European authorities say the group has established cells in Germany and France as well. Some planned terrorist attacks have been linked to members of the Salafist group, and some members have reportedly attended training camps in Afghanistan, formerly run by Osama bin Laden. The group was talked into giving up their hostages by local Tuaregs, the largest ethnic group in northern Mali. Mali expert George Klute says the Tuaregs were motivated by local politics.
These Tuaregs have a quasi-autonomy in their northern region. It is them who care for order and for security in these regions. And by showing that neither the Malian army nor the Algerian army could liberate the people, but only them, they could also demonstrate to the rest of Mali and to the Malian government in particular that they are a factor of stability and order in this part of the country.
It's not clear what offer the Tuaregs laid on the negotiating table. The German government says its policy not to pay ransom for hostages, although the German media is full of reports that money was paid. A foundation run by the son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi claims it helped negotiate the hostages' release. German officials wouldn't comment on that claim. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.